All right, we'd like to thank everybody for coming, being part of our study this afternoon as we open the scriptures, as we study, understand what is truth. So that's where we are today. We're at part four of What is Truth. We've been trying to understand where we are in history, what is going on. So let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank thee for your mercy and your grace, your loving kindness, and all that you have done for us. Open our hearts, our minds, our understanding. Let it be not my words they hear, but your words. Let them be able to understand what you would have them understand. Use me as a vessel. To your glory, in Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Okay, now back to where we were. Now, we were studying last week about, you know, ye are the temple of Yahweh. What are you putting in this temple? Are you putting in unclean things, unclean thoughts? Are you destroying the temple of Yahweh by the sad diet, the standard American diet? Are you listening to the propaganda of the system socially engineering you? So said you don't know what you're doing. You're just here on the planet, just doing what Master has told us to do. Okay? We found out that we are being fed propaganda. We are fed through biochemical warfare. Through the food, through the diet. Yahweh warned us about all of this stuff. But you know us, you know, we're hard-headed, stiff-necked, uncircumcised in heart, and always do resist the Holy Spirit. That's what the book says. So we need to come out of that situation. We need to wake out of darkness. For thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. So that's where we are. We are at the state that we have to determine what are we going to put in this temple? What are we going to put in this body, physically, mentally, and spiritually? Not just one way, but all three ways. We talked before through the music, through the media, through the miseducation process that we're going through. We talked about that already. And so we had some very specific things that is in the book. People of Color, Volume 1, Establishing a Foundation, the ABCs of the Bible. We wanted to talk specifically about I guess diet. How does diet relate to any and all of this? Okay, so what we're going to do is in my book, People of Color in the Bible, we go through certain areas as it relates to this. And, you know, we're caught up in this system. And so the question is, are we ready to come out? Come out of her, my people. Let ye be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has rewarded her double, even as she has rewarded you. So, does Yahweh have a plan of perfecting his people? Will Elohim have a perfected people? Well, I guess that's where we'll start at. None of us are perfect, including me. I don't claim to be perfect. Okay? But I'm striving for the mark of the higher calling which is in Yeshua the Messiah, which we should all be striving for. It's all possible for all of us. I am no exception, and neither are you. So, let's look at that in my book under the preface. The preface is pretty heavy. It's a heavy area. But anyway, this is the section that's called, Will Elohim, or God, have a perfected people? Elohim wants us and made us to reflect his image and glory to the world. Adam, the first man, first human, was created perfect in order that Elohim's nature could be reflected to the world. Okay? So he developed us. Adam was created in Elohim's image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. And Elohim said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. Now notice, the word Adam in the Bible means Adam, which means human. That's the word. It's human, not Adam. Human. Okay? And it's two times in the Bible where Adam refers to reddish brown, the color. Okay? One of them is referred to as when Esau sold Jacob his birthright for a mess of pottage of lentil Adam, a reddish brown lentils. The other refers to Adam and Eve, Adam being a human being created in the color of reddish brown. So those are only two times. Otherwise, it's referring to human. Okay, so when we talk about Adam, we're talking about human, okay, which we are, but in a fallen state of a human. So he will be called the first Adam, and Yeshua will be called the second Adam. Enoch walked so closely with Elohim and reflected Elohim's image so much that Elohim took him off planet Earth before he saw death. The Bible refers to this as translation. Genesis chapter 5, verse 22-24. So we're trying to find out, is Yahweh has ever perfected a group of people? Has he perfected individual people? What is Yahweh talking about? In Genesis chapter 5, verse 22-24, and Enoch walked with Elohim after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 days. And Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not, for Elohim took him or translated him. Okay, so that's what we're talking about. So we see that before the flood, there was Adam. And Eve were created perfect. And then we see another person after the fall reflecting Elohim's image and walking so close to Yahweh that he takes it. And his name is Enoch. So we do see after the fall someone obtaining or walking close to Yahweh and Yahweh taking him off the planet. Was there any others? Okay. Notice it says Noah was perfect in his generation. Did you know that? Did you know that there was grace in the Old Testament? It's not a New Testament doctrine, even though people might want to teach that. So Noah was perfect in his generation. Elohim rewarded him and his children by allowing them to repopulate the earth. Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with Elohim. See, he walked just like Enoch walked. And we can walk with Elohim. We do not need a church as a mediator. We do not need a father as a mediator. We do not need a pope as a mediator. We do not need our ministers as a mediator. We do not need pastors as a mediator. Okay? None of that is as we see, had people walk with Elohim. You have to walk with Elohim on your own. It is an individual experience. It says, taste to see if Yahweh is good. Okay? Let's do experience. If you have not had an experience with Yahweh, I'm not talking about talking in tongues. I'm not talking about these, you know, these things that people will be talking about. We're talking about walking with Elohim. That's what we're reading here. Okay? I believe in walking with him. I've walked with him. Yes, I've walked with Yahweh. That's right. Walk with him. And he will share gems with you. He will talk to you. He will lead you to jobs. He will lead you to college. He will lead you to schools. He will lead you to all different type of aspects of your life. There is nothing that you cannot accomplish. You are awesome. And the only thing that stops you is you yourself. So think about it. Education, a lot of people, I mean, we are struggled to be educated as black people, as African Americans. We have struggled to be educated. The slave master said that, you know, you were not allowed to read the Bible, you're not allowed to read. And now that we can read, and the white man says that we can read, and he allows us to be education in school, he gives us the most inferior education in the public schools. But even through all of that, all through that nurturing, we are powerful people, and we still outflank them in those areas. So, just like Carson, Dr. Carson, he's a neurosurgeon who is being respected and called by all people around the world to do surgery on your nervous system, brains and all that. So we are spectacular. You would be surprised to know that America was built by the slaves, by the African American. Not by the slave master. No, he just misused his power and abuse. So, let's keep moving on so that we can walk with Yahweh for ourselves. We do not need the Protestant, the Catholic, and all these denominations to train and teach you. You should be walking with him on your own. For that's what this is all about. Okay. Then we read on. He also received the grace of Elohim in order that he could become a son of Elohim. Talking about Noah, without the grace of Elohim, Noah could not have been justified, nor could he have been made perfect. Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. So if there's anybody who tells you that grace is a New Testament doctrine, it's only for New Testament believers, there it is. The Bible just told you. The first chapter, first book of the Bible, which is Genesis, the sixth chapter, he says that Noah found grace in the eyes of God. So grace has always been here from the beginning of time. Since we sinned, grace was given. That's how we were able to live. If there was no grace, we would have just ceased to exist. All right? No, Adam would not have lived the 930 years. He would have just ceased to exist. So Yahweh showed grace and mercy and allowed us to continue to live these short lives of ours. Okay? So, if someone tells you that the grace is a New Testament doctrine, you can tell them that's not scripture. That is traditional. That is what the church teaches, because they want to teach that the Gentiles are the ones who have all the gifts and that they are special to Yahweh over the Hebrew people and the African, classical Africans in the Old Testament. And they do not. Okay, so they're just using that to make up for lies and deception to deceive you. Okay, so we see two things. That we have Noah found grace in the eyes of Yahweh. We found Noah was perfect in the generation. We saw that Enoch was translated because he walked with Yahweh. Notice here. Okay, so before we move on any further, there is another person we'll talk about when we get back. His name is Job. Check it out during the break and see if you know who Job was. My name, we're going to take a break at this time. so that you can be able to understand what our sponsor is allowing us to do. Thank you. Okay. I don't see my sponsor's program coming up. Well, we'll just wait a second here. We should be able to get that.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an all-points bulletin for the saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next time I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in a bucket. and they see you sowing $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, thank you for coming back to our study as we are opening the Word of Yah to better understand what is going on. We talked about the perfection of Adam as a living soul made perfect and the fallen condition. Then Noah and Enoch talked about a little bit about, we were going to talk about Job. But I want us to jump a little ahead and want to look at they're perfect people. Do the research and check it out. What is important? How is he testing us today? Are we on a testing period? Yes, of course we're being tested. Everybody is being tested. I mean, when you go to school, don't you have to go through testing? Yeah. So why would you think he would not have us tested before we go into the kingdom? But that's where we all want to go. But he said he's not letting what? Sin arise the second time. Okay? So let's talk about some of the things that we're planning, what everyone is planning for, or what's about to happen, and what tests do we need to be able to bear, and how can we best prepare ourselves for it? Okay, let's read here in the section that's called, How Has Yahweh Been Testing His People? In our short annual of time in history, from Adam to the 144,000 humans have been on probation, Yahweh has been testing, trying to develop and teach us lessons by ways of tests, as if we were in some type of school. Yes, I mean, you should know that you're in school here. Your life is not just K through 12 and college. You're always in a testing mode. You're always in some type of school developing, no matter what grade you are at, or passed or non-passed. Every day is a day of schooling, a type of learning you should be developing. The test given to Adam and Eve was on self-denial, temperance, and self-control over their appetite. So we see the diet or the appetite as it's figured to us, as it's given to us. It deals with many things, self denial, temperance, and self-control. For Adam and Eve were told not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, some might be saying, well, why were they told not to eat of the tree? Of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, I don't know all the answers, but we can, you know, explore and see what had happened over time. Okay, and we'll talk about appetite. This study is going to be dealing specifically with diet and changing. We talked about what we feed our minds already through the garbage and propaganda and miseducation. Now we want to know, what are we feeding our body through our standard American diet, the SAD diet? And how does it relate to destroying the temple of Yahweh? We talked about that some last week also. Okay, this was the first test also given to the last Adam. In 1 Corinthians, did you know there was a first and a second Adam? But let's look at it. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45 says, this is all King James, I'm reading at it. And so it was written, the first Adam was made a living soul. There we go, Adam and Eve. Adam was maybe created from the dust of the ground or the dirt. It was either brown, black, or reddish-brown dirt. Those are the types that we have. It wasn't white. Okay, it wasn't sand. Okay, so he created him from the dust of the ground or the dirt of the ground or the soil of the ground. And we know that the most richest soil on the ground is black soil. The most richest. With all the vitamins, minerals, elements, and everything that is needed. And after Adam and Eve were created or was formed, just Adam, not Eve, formed from the dirt, the dust, the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils, into this clay, the breath of life, and man became a living soul. So he was not a living soul before he got here. He wasn't a living soul when he formed him with the dust of the ground. It had to mean he needed a body. That's what the body, dust of the ground or the dirt. He formed him. And then he breathed into his mouth, gave him breath. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And then the combination of the body and the breath makes up the spirit, makes up the soul, a living soul. So if you, when you die and your breath stops, what are you? You're back to dust again. You're not a living soul anymore. So if people will believe you living soul, and then you go wander somewhere and you go to heaven or you go to purgatory, you go to hell, or that is nonsense. Okay, you're a dead soul. You're not a living soul until the resurrection. Okay, when you're resurrected, then you will be living again. Until then, you are not. You're just a dead soul because the two are not there, the breath and the body. Okay, so the first Adam was made a living soul. So that's how we became a living soul. Wasn't a living soul before that. Became a living soul after that, human. Okay, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. So the living soul, we are living souls here when we breathe. And when we're spanked, when they, you know, bring us out of the birth canal and out of the uterus and all of that stuff. Then they spank you, so you breathe your first breath of life, and you are a living soul. So there we talk about, and then it says that's what Adam gave us. We were living souls. So now, when the second Adam, or the last Adam, we became a quickening spirit. So he, as we were born in the flesh through Adam and Eve, we were born through the spirit. Through Yahweh, Yeshua, the Messiah. He wants to give us of his spirit. Walk after his spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? So here we have this, letting you know that this dead soul stuff that people are talking about, there's nothing to it. Okay. Next, what we're reading here is Yeshua in the wilderness. What was the test that he had in the wilderness? Okay, let's read it. Luke chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Yeshua, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did not eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the son of Elohim, command this stone that it be made bread. And Yeshua answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Elohim. So we see here, clear as day, the temptation in the beginning with Adam and Eve was appetite. We see that the same test comes to Yeshua. For 40 days, he's hungry. And the devil is saying, Yahweh doesn't provide for you. So turn, use your power to turn a stone into bread so you can. And he said, listen, no, man, I can't do that. Man does not have that power to change his circumstances. Man does not have the power to change anything into food when he wants it. So I don't have that power because I've come as a human to represent humans and to save humans. And if I perform that, then I won't be human if I do what I want to do. So basically, he could not turn the water, stone into bread. He chose not to do that. Okay? So here we have the main temptation that he is given to him. And he lets him know that we don't live by just by this flesh and the bread that it feeds it. We are also fed through the spirit of him. Okay? So here we see the temptation that Adam and Eve fell. Yeshua picks up right where they fell. So he gets the victory. His first temptation is the first victory so that he might move on with the rest of the tests that will come. So let's take another break. It's about that time to hear from our sponsors again.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida. They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody's going to tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy. You just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly. And you sit there, I'm so full. And the next time, I'm hungry. And God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way. And they say, well, I'm a seed. I'm going to put myself in a bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child. I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child. I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hana Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Okay, thank you for coming back, and we're here studying and trying to understand the word of Yah. Okay, we had read already in reference to the the temptation that was given to Adam and Eve was repeated with Yeshua. Adam and Eve failed on appetite. Yeshua passed on appetite. John the Baptist was given it also. He passed on appetite. Daniel, we'll find out later on, was also given the choice, and he passed on appetite. And you'll see it consistently throughout the word. So, basically, what we want to do now is, okay, what is the next test? Okay, this will be the last test. Okay, this was the first test also given to Adam, the last Adam. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. Yeshua in the wilderness, Luke 4, verses 1 through 4. This was to be the last test given to all living during the last days through the mark of the beast, when one will not be able to buy or sell except with the mark of the beast. Revelation 13, verse 17. Okay, so we see here different things happening. In Revelation it says, and that no man might buy or sell save he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So they will restrict your buying and selling capability. So that means people will have to make a choice between following, obeying Yahweh and eating. And we know today that we are on a habit kick of eating whatever we want, and that we have an obesity epidemic in America for adults and for children, adolescents, and around the world because of the SAD diet, the standard American diet, that is being propagated to all the world and to everyone. So we have to determine, what will we do about it? And the Bible makes mention that if we don't do anything about it, that we're going to lose something. That is for sure. Because the mark of the beast will be implemented and you can't buy yourself. So you have a choice now to give up and get control over your appetite and diet, or to wait until the mark of the beast comes and fail because you have not prepared yourself for the final. That is the final test, the mark of the beast, if you have your diet and appetite under control or not. Okay, our next section that we're reading is Yahweh's live raw food and its effect on his people. When Yahweh created Adam and Eve, they were in his image perfect. And we can read that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he male. Male created he them. Male and female created he them. Okay, so we see that we are created perfect. We are created in the image of Elohim. they were given a particular raw, live, raw food diet called a fruitarian diet. That's in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 29. And Elohim said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is a fruit-yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat." So meat here in the Bible means food. It don't mean flesh. Okay? It means food. So he sees here that he has given us every seed and every fruit that has a seed. Okay? So that's why we were called fruitarians. Now, what does fruit do? Fruit cleanses your body. So as long as we were perfect, as long as we were not decaying, as long as we are not in our fallen condition, then we could eat fruits only and no vegetables and be constantly in connection with Yahweh, because we were just being cleaned out. And, you know, you can't feed somebody something dead and expect to give them life, to get life from it. You have to have something live to give life to. So we were now perfect condition. He created us and he gave us not cooked food, not flesh that man eats today, but he gave us clearly a fruitarian diet, such that the fruit was what he needed to give to us. Okay? So when we talk about the fruitarian diet, let's read about it a little more. Okay? In the garden, they communed with Elohim all the time. So that means their mind was clear. When you eat a lot of cooked food and different foods, you find yourself sluggish and wanting to sleep and so forth. See, that's not what happened. Live food is supposed to perk you up and keep you awake so that you can commune and your brain, oxygen can get to your brain and nourishment and so forth, so that you can, and live food, raw food, will also be less to digest. So when you eat all this cooked food and you sleep and all this other stuff, you get tired because the energy that's in your brain now goes down into your stomach and starts digesting the food. So when you're eating live food, the energy stays in your brain and little bit goes down to digest the food, and then it comes back. Okay? So they were in constant communion with Elohim. And that's what Yahweh wants with us. He wants us to be in continual communion with him, so that he might be able to direct our steps in everything that we say and do. Okay? So, in the garden, they communed with Elohim all the time. When one is on a raw, live raw food diet, it opens up their communication with the spiritual world. Did you know that? That means as you go through this diet, 10-day cleansing or 21 or whatever program that you wind up going through with us on our oxygen therapy cleanse, you'll be able to, your communication with Yahweh, your spiritual world will open such that you will be able to communicate more easier with her and to Yahweh. That is one of the reasons why they were able to communicate freely with Elohim. Try one of our 10-day oxygen therapy cleansing program. All that have been able to complete this program testify that their spiritual walk took on a whole new dimension. So you really want it? You really want to walk with Yahweh? You really want to figure this stuff out? Check it out, I'm telling you. Come on now. Don't be scared. Join us in the things that we do. Okay, at this time, we're going to take another break, our last break in our series here, for our sponsors.
Tired of that old sluggish feeling, or the inevitable crash that ordinary coffee leaves you with? Not so with OrganoGold. And we're so much more than just coffee. We're a full line of wellness products. Revered for thousands of years as the king of the herbs, Ganoderma lucidum, was once available exclusively to royalty in ancient Asia. Modern health advocates still use Ganoderma to promote overall wellness. That's why we wanted to include this remarkable ingredient in all our products and beverages. To get your coffee, tea, or wellness products, reach us at www.medorapurier.organogold.com or call us at 912-217-4802. Remember, treat yourself like the royalty you are.
Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
Have you been wondering about your African heritage, lineage, and history? Well, it's in the greatest book ever written, the Bible. Join Dr. William Emanuel Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, for the answers to your questions that come straight from biblical texts. Remember, the proof is not in the pudding, it's in the Word of God. Is an All Points Bulletin for the Saints of the Kingdom of Heaven. We are putting out a massive Amber Alert for lost and missing souls. This comes from the throne room of His Majesty Himself, Adonai, Yahweh, the Great I Am. If you spot one of these lost or missing souls, direct them to your respective place of worship. But if you are in the Glynn County, Camden County, or Duval County area, direct them to New Wave of Glory Christian Center. That's 950 South Lee Street, Kingsland, Georgia, 31548. And remember, obedience is better than a sacrifice, and these souls are a top priority issue.
You were created as a seed-bearing image. We have seed-bearing plant, seed-bearing fruit, and you were created as seed-bearing image. You can't grow because you're eating the wrong stuff. You're eating your seed. You're scared to cultivate. You're scared of failure. You're scared somebody gonna tell you no. You're scared that it won't work. Now, my question to you, what are you doing with your seed? Where is the location of your seed? You sit there, you're being so greedy, you just hum, and you just eat everything, and the seed, everything go in your belly, and you sit there, I'm so full, and the next thing, I'm hungry, and God look at you like you crazy. You know how people, church people, just find every kind of way, and they say, well, I'm a seed, I'm going to put myself in the bucket. And they see you sold $1,000 to my child, I come in agreement with your $1,000 seed, child, I just receive it. Teach me, God, to live by seed. Everything you get is a seed.
To purchase this teaching from Rabbi Hannah Josue in its entirety, please go to our website at www.pfyi.org or call 214-637-1400.
Well, we thank everybody for coming back and being part of our study. Here on the computer, we're trying to get up these, my reading, and it seems like my Word document, Microsoft Word, has crashed on me. So, but that's not a problem because we will continue. Okay, now we'll give you the scriptures next week. We'll go through it in more detail, but we just wanted to go over we see clearly of how diet played a role in the fall of Adam and Eve, the diet playing a role at the end with the mark of the beast, the diet playing a role of the first temptation given to Yeshua, and a diet playing a role today in obesity, overweight, fitness, as an epidemic. Okay, so that is a illness, a disease going on the planet. And so for adolescents and for adults, 80% of adolescents and adults do not get the physical activity recommended by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. So we're supposed to prevent. Yahweh has set up our bodies such that if we follow the 9 laws of health, we can prevent illnesses and cancer and decay and all of those different things. And so with the diet we have today, that the diet, the standard American diet, causes the diseases that we have. So we have to get in a new mind frame of thinking of how do we want to live? Do we want to live in gluttony? Do we want to live eating the sad diet, the standard American diet, and killing ourselves? Or do we want to get on Yahweh's program? Now, the churches are not teaching Yahweh's program because they're part of the problem, okay? They're part of the socially engineering, okay? So, but the Bible does teach you all of these things. Teaches you who and what are the effects. So, at the beginning, the first diet we saw was a fruitarian diet. And it was a cleansing diet. It just cleansed your body. The animals were put on a vegetarian diet where they had also the herbs for meat. Every green thing was they could eat. And greens heal us. So after the fall, when we fell, the Bible introduced to us greens into our diet. So we knew that we could no longer live on a cleansing process, but we needed a healing process, which was prior to the diet given before the fall. It was just a cleansing. So this one is now introduced greens to heal us. So you need a combination of fruits and vegetables, one to cleanse and one to heal you, okay, from these different diseases and so forth that we have. So as you move forward in time, we find out that Yahweh realized that the wickedness of man was very great on the earth. And he said that he was going to cut their lives short. He was going to make it 70 to 120 years. Now, humans were living 900 years, and so forth, almost 1,000 years. So we just rounded off to 1,000 years that we were living. And now if he's going to reduce ours to 70 to 120, if we take a midpoint somewhere around there, just rounding it off to 100 years, we're talking about 90% of our lifespan was cut after the flood. And he says that the wickedness of man was great on the earth and that his spirit will not always strive with man. So because his spirit will not always strive with man and wickedness was getting great on the earth, he decided that he would send a flood. And that the Bible talks about that every imagination was evil continually only. So we had developed to a time that all we did was kill, murder, animals, people, this, that, and the other, destroy the planet. So he said, I have to wipe you guys out. And so he sent the flood and wiped us out. Now, when he wiped us out, okay, he saw that he did not want man living real long because he would, you know, just get worse and worse. So he cut his lifespan short. And so how did he cut their lifespan short? By introducing them another diet again. Yes, he introduced another diet. After the flood, he told Noah and them that they could eat flesh now. Flesh. Kill animals and eat their flesh. Okay? And that would reduce their lifespan. That would reduce their living from 1,000 years to 100 years. And so that's why we have that in our diet. So Yahweh is always constantly updating and changing things. So he put us on a diet where we could eat flesh, but it wasn't any type of flesh. He put us on a diet such that we could eat clean animals, not unclean animals. Unclean animals is what the Babylonian diet of today, the American standard diet. That's the pig. That's the vultures. That's the scavengers of the sea, the catfish, the lobsters, the crabs, the shrimp, all of the delicacies that people pay lots of money for and kill themselves. So these are the things they were up there to clean up the planet. So you always have to have a garbage disposal so that you can keep everything sanitary. So he used these animals that he created so that they can clean up the earth. Now, Europeans found out later that if you don't keep everything sanitary, that you'll get sick and you'll die. That's how the Black Plague occurred. But the Europeans were not sanitation departments, and so that's how it happened. So during the Dark Ages, that's what it was called, the Moors, which means black, the black Africans, Ethiopians, whatever you want to call them, from Africa, they came up into Spain and Portugal and taught them and built universities and taught them how to wash, bathing facilities, also in reference to how to eat three meals a day, and all sanitation and burning things and getting rid of bodies and keeping your sewage waste separate from your food and from your environment. All of these different things. And so when they did that, that was able to get out of the Black Plague. Okay, so today we have sanitation, the sanitation department, and it's very important. And in different parts of the world that don't, you see that they're coming down with different types of diseases that we don't have here in America because we have a sanitation department, an ecological, environmental engineering. Okay? So the next thing we find out that he gave them that diet to eat meat to kill off them, to kill them off. Because he says that the imagination was evil continually only. Just like today. Evil continually only. We just locking people up, locking people up, locking people up as fast as we can. Building more prisons. And people are not going to school, not graduating. They are half, you know, not graduating, 40% rates of retention rate. It is just getting totally out of hand. And so that's why Yahweh said that he would shorten our lives for that. So if you don't feel that you need to become a vegetarian or you need to change your diet, that's your choice. But know that it will kill you off and you will die quicker. That's all that comes with it. No problem. So, I mean, most people say I look like I'm in my 30s and I'm in my 50s, okay? So it can change your life. Go on my website, check out my pictures. You'll see, shade. The brother is looking very young. That is correct because I've been vegetarian since 1976 up until today. So yes, Yahweh, following Yahweh's word and following his laws does work. Then, the next event happened that when he sent them out into the wilderness in the Exodus, okay? Though I wanted to make mention that there was clean and unclean animals way back at the time of Noah. Because the Bible says that the clean animals went in and seven, and the unclean animals went in two by two. So there is a difference. It is not at the time of Moses where we talk about clean and unclean animals. It is not an Old Testament doctrine. The doctrine that predates Moses, it predates Noah, it goes back to Adam and Eve and so forth. Okay, so there was clean and unclean animals. Okay, so let's move forward. So the next event that we see that the diet was changed was in the Exodus. In the Exodus, he had the Israelites leave Egypt. As they left Egypt, then he put them on angels' food, the Bible says. That they had manna from heaven. And that was the diet he had given them. And they were complaining that they wanted the leeks and the fish and all the stuff, all the meat and the flesh that they had in Egypt. And so he gave them quail, and he said that the fattest of them, when he gave them the quail, died. Okay? So, yes, he will give you what you want, and if it kills you, it kills you. And it is your fault. Because all you got to do is follow what Yahweh said. Because they were murmuring and complaining, that's why that happened. So, let's move on. Okay, so the next event that we see them, so he tried to give them a different diet in the wilderness, but they did not cooperate. Then we find out that when Daniel and the three Hebrew worthies, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that's their Hebrew name, and you usually know them as their Babylonian name, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? It's just like today. We have names that are given to us from the Europeans, our slave masters, and we keep them today. Okay? And we also have names that was given to us from Africa. So my children all have African names. My oldest daughter, she has, her name is Ayonfe Nigeri Emmanuel. Okay, she has Swahili name, and she has a Yoruba name. Yoruba from Nigeria in Africa. Okay? And my son's name is Jabari. I meant to tell you, Ayafe is her Yoruba name. Nigeri is her Swahili name. Jabari is my second son. Jabari's name means courageous, and that name is Swahili, and his middle name is Duode Oluwa, he that waiteth on Yahweh. That's his Yoruba name. He that waiteth on the Lord shall renew his strength. He shall mount up with wings as eagles. He shall run and not be weary. He shall walk and not faint. That is what his character is. Ayanfe, I'm chosen to be loved. That's what her name means. And that's what she's chosen to do. Then we have our second daughter. And her name is Mahima Mope. Mahima is the name that she has that's in Swahili. And Mope is her Yoruba name. And she was born on the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And so her name means I am perfect in the Messiah. Okay? So all of these people, all of us, have Babylonian names. And we made sure that our children had African names, biblical African Hebrew names, okay? Yoruba names from Africa. Because the first thing they want to do is take away your language, take away your reading, take away your God, take away everything from you and give you another one. And that's where we have these other gods or the other religions that we have from Catholicism and the papal Protestantism and so forth, the European worship of European pagan Christianity, I call it today. So, with that said, we find out that they were given a choice between eating the king's diet or not. And they were requested to eat the king's diet, and they said no, they did not want to eat the king's diet. And they said, give us a test in 10 days. And they gave them a test in 10 days, which was pork, they called it, which was Sprouts raw food diet, basically. That's all they were on for 10 days. And they were able to see that they were smarter and more intelligent than any of the other other children that was Hebrew Israelites who had eaten the king's diet, the Babylonian diet. And so they let them do that for 3.5 years during their trial or during their time of education. So they went through college for 3.5 years. When that time was up, they were brought before the king to see how much they knew and how much they learned and so forth. And they found out to be 10 times wiser than their teachers, 10 times wiser than all the musicians, 10 times wiser than anybody and everybody that was there in Babylon. So, yes, there you go again. Try the test. See if Yahweh will bless you. We tried it. We had my ex-wife, Renee. We had Joyce Jackson. We had Charlene Marks. We had Linda Black. We had a bunch of us, and Carolyn Ford and Sandy Spears. All of us had gone through the cleansing program, 10-day cleansing program. There's a whole bunch of other people had. But we would go through this, our little group. There was around 4 of us, just like Daniel and his Hebrew. We sat around and we went through the diets every time there was finals and also when there was midterms and tests. And we winded up acing them and being them, and we stayed on scholarship. We were on scholarship. I was engineering scholarship through undergrad and graduate school, for my bachelor's, my master's, and now for my PhD. And so I guarantee you, try, test Yahweh to see if he is good. I guarantee you, if you go through his diet, he'll bless you. Then we find out after Daniel, we see another group of people where we see, another person called John the Baptist. And it says that he ate locusts and honey in the wilderness. So he was a locust plant, not the locust creatures, insects. Okay? So he was on a willful diet and he ate out in the wilderness and he led the message for Yahweh's last days. So he prepared the way for Yahweh. And the same thing today. We believe that this diet will help us and prepare us as we stand before this world and be a witness to them to show them the power of Yahweh. We would like to share this with you. We would like for you to learn. Visit our website, www.peopleofcolor1.com. Go under testimonies, go under calendar event, then health, and then go under testimonies, and you'll read what other people's experience has been with their testimony. Some people didn't write down a testimony, but some of people, used to have cramps, menstrual cramps. And when they were going through this in their 10-day cleanse, the menstrual cramps went away. They've had them all their life. So yes, it will help you. It will bless you. Yahweh will give you a blessing if you follow his lifestyle. No regrets. No backfire. Everything will be perfect in Yahweh. And then the next one after John the Baptist, then when we come down to the last days, because we are supposed to be like John the Baptist, proclaim a message to the world. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and I will reward thee double, even as she has rewarded thee. This is talking about Yeshua. This is talking about that the message that John the Baptist had given, that it is be repeated again. It says that in last days that people will come in the spirit and the power of Elijah to give this Elijah message. And that's what I believe this is what you're hearing today. This is our last call, Yahweh's last call to his people. Wake up and arise and be the man and woman and child Yahweh has called you to be. We are blessed and we would like to bless you. And prepare for the last and final test, which is the mark of the beast, so that you can't buy or sell or get any food. So, until we meet again, may Yahweh bless you, teach you, and show you the way to truth. What is truth? We know Yahweh is truth.